Let us turn our Bibles over to the book of John, chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the words which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abided in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Praise God. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now listen to this part, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Don't you like that? That is the promise, the assurance for those who fulfill this word that the Lord Jesus is speaking about. He says, if you abide in me, that's if you abide in the vine, if you fulfill the words, the incorruptible words proceeding forth from the Son of Man, or from the Christ, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Now this is the power of the saints. The power of the saints, those who abide in the vine, is that they ask what they will. Now that means it all talks about the level of faith they attain to. They come to the realm where all things are possible. These ones have unlimited access to the Father. In fact, like we're going to discover, these ones enter into Father consciousness. That's the work as Father. Because they are connected back. They live in that vine. Praise God. Now Jesus Christ says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Since I am the true vine, that means there are other vines that are not true vines. And of course, you know that you know them by your fruits. I am the vine. Jesus Christ is speaking here in his capacity as the Christ. He's speaking here in his capacity as the one who inhabits eternity. He's speaking here in his capacity as the incorruptible, immortal, invisible Son of God. He's not speaking here in his capacity as a baby born in a manger. Rather, he's speaking in his capacity as the I am that I am. Before Abraham was, I am. See, before the laws of Moses and all the rituals of Moses, I am. Before the elements of this world came into existence, I am. See, so this is a personality that has no beginning, no end, is speaking his capacity as the incarnate of the invisible and incorruptible God, the Son of God. See, when God says, let us make man in our image and likeness, in reality, it is God projecting himself as a man. Praise God. Let this thing sink in. I am the true vine. It's a divine vine. It's a spiritual vine. It is a vine that does not have its roots upon the earth, but its roots are firm in the heavens. Praise God. And the greatest revelation that we have is that we all are part of that vine. Praise God. Now Jesus Christ explains why many people are not experiencing the joy of their salvation. He explains why many men suffer the things they suffer today. It's simply because they have not, you know, recognized this vine and, you know, abode in this vine. To live, every man must recognize this vine and be connected to this vine. Otherwise, you can do nothing. See, you can do nothing. In reality, what we see, a man walking outside the revelation of the I Am, outside the revelation of the Christ, when one does not abide or connect himself back to this spiritual body, he's powerless. He roams this earth annihilated, separate from that life of God, from the very attributes, the power, the glory of God. So when you observe a man, or you can rather observe yourself without that vine, you discover that you are powerless. You are disconnected from all reality, disconnected from the source of life, disconnected from the source of all power. Because the all power, the power of the Almighty God rests in that vine, in that I Am, which is Christ. So when a man is disconnected from that vine, he enters into a realm, a dimension of perpetual darkness where there is no knowledge of God, no conscious knowledge of God. Now we can call God, 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 and form all kind of religions and be partakers of the religions of men and the procedures of men. But let us understand that these things do not point to God, neither do they lead a man to God. That which will cause us to recognize or to realize God is, first of all, to recognize the mystery of the vine. This divine vine. If we recognize the mystery of this divine vine, we are connected back to that vine. Praise God. And when we connect back to that vine, then we can bear fruits. What kind of fruits? Fruits unto eternal life. Fruits of joy unlimited, gentleness, peace, fruits of unlimited faith, all power. Praise God. We can come to a place where we know that nothing in this outer world can affect our peace. Nothing can touch our peace. Jesus Christ says, in that day, you will know And you will understand that nothing can touch your peace. No man can take away your peace and your joy. Now, man in this context talks about mortal man. Any man that lives in a sense of mortality, with genealogy tied to the natural realm, is actually plucked out of that vine. He's disconnected from that vine. If you feel that you are born, if you feel that you have some kind of attachment to this outer natural realm, you are disconnected from that vine. And when you have this feeling, or when you walk in the dimension of a mortal man who lives according to the senses, who lives according to his natural birth, who does not have the revelation of divinity, who does not have the revelation of his true self in God before the foundation of this world, you simply walk in tribulation. Herein lies the reason why many are emotionally hurt, many are in pain, anguish of soul, many are unable to meet the righteous requirements of God, many continue to suffer condemnation and guilt because they have not recognized this vine and connected back to this vine. Praise God. Jesus Christ says that when we do not abide in this vine, we are taken away from this vine. See, and when a vine, the branch is not connected to the vine, it dries away. It dies away. And it cannot bear the fruits of life. It cannot bear the attributes of God. The untouchable peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, eludes such a branch. These are the fruits of the Spirit. We cannot bear fruit. Now Jesus Christ says, I have come that you may have life and life abundantly. So the revelation of I has come and is knocking at the door of our hearts today and is saying that if you have ears to hear, if you can understand what the Spirit is saying in this hour, you will awaken and connect back to that vine. If you hear what the Spirit is saying and open up the door of your heart, you will enter back into that consciousness of the I, which is Christ. Praise God. This is the only way we can escape the destruction that reigns in this world. Hell and death, destruction. The powers of hell, the tormenting powers of hell, guilt, fear, and all these things that reign in this world of utter darkness where men walk as mortals. The only way we can escape this thing is by recognizing this true vine and connecting back. Recognizing the life of Christ as our life comes by recognition first, and when you recognize, you now confess this mystery and walk in it. You confess this mystery by conforming yourself to this mystery, walking according to the revelation, detaching yourself to the beggarly elements of this world. Praise God. Christ says, without me, you can do nothing. Praise God. But in me, if the I abides in you, and you in the I, in the branch, this divine branch, this spiritual branch, anything you ask, it shall be done for you, because you live on account of God. You live on account of the Spirit. You don't live on account anymore of the flesh. Anybody who has the revelation of the eye of Christ denies himself. He lets go of his old identity and begin to live by the revelation of I, because I is my life. that I that has been from the foundation of the world, that I that sits above the circle of the earth is my life. Praise God. I am the vine. You abide in the vine, and let the vine abide in you. So you can see individually and corporately, we are that vine. Praise God. Day and night we must meditate on these things, and let it should never leave us. Praise God. This is our peace. This is our victory. This is our joy. Praise God. If you want to enter into that dimension where death is no more, say it, hallelujah. Where there is no more pain, where there is no more sorrow, you must detach yourself from the outer and recognize that celestial vine, that spiritual vine. Let the revelation take a hold on you and walk in this revelation. Oh, praise God. So we are establishing here that individually and corporately, we are that vine. So from the eyes of the Spirit, we are that vine, individually and corporately. The vine is the body of Christ. Praise God. And if we want to bear the fruits of eternal life, because we know in God there is no death. In God, there is nothing but life and life abundantly. Now this is the life, the flawless life that He has come to reintroduce to us. These are things that we lost. The lost in Adam. Adam represents the conscience that puts on a sense of mortality, that marries itself to mortality. And when you marry yourself to mortality, you lose trace of that divine life of God. And herein lies your suffering, your tribulation, your hell. You know, contrary to what people think, God does not cast out any man out of the Garden of Eden. Adam was not cast out by God out of the Garden of Eden. It is your conscience that drives you out of the Garden of Eden, your defiled conscience. The moment Adam marries himself to mortality, the sin consciousness now comes in. And he loses all trace of all reality, losing all consciousness of the fact that he is part of that tree of life. Adam is like that branch cut away from the tree of branch of life. And it withers. See it? It dries off, it dies off. That is the thing we see in the world today. See, men who do not have this revelation, who do not walk in this vine, in the knowledge of this true vine, which is I, die off. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that He has given us this revelation of this vine today, so that if we can comprehend this mystery and get connected back to that vine, we will not perish. See, the death process is stopped, and we escape the jaws of death and enter back into life. We are connected back to that spiritual life, which is Christ. Praise God. Now many people have had the revelation of the I am. Isn't it? Many of us have had the revelation of I am. Some of us have stickers on our cars. Stickers on our cars saying I am. Isn't it? Some have stickers on their wall, they are, I am. Some have fellowship called I am. Some have websites called I am. Some brethren, when you speak to them, before you know it, they say I am. I am, I am, I am. But very few people are walking in the reality of the I am. Very few of us are bearing fruits that reflect this divine vine. The fruits of the I am. Who talks of the fruits of eternal life? The joy abundant, the peace abundant, the unlimited faith, the power, the tranquil, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Many people are still not experiencing this. Some of us are still living that turbulent life, very much like the rest of the world. Ups and downs. sorrow and pain, bitterness, anger. And some of us have not realized the fruits of this vine. We have not been able to produce the fruit of this vine. Why is it? We see the answers in the Song of Solomon. If you turn quickly to the book of the Song of Solomon, Songs of Solomon chapter 2, verse 15. Song of Solomon is a book, it's a book with love songs, poems from the great King Solomon. Like we know, King Solomon had many concubines. He had many wives. He was extremely wise. He was extremely rich, extremely famous. See, so he had the ability to woo these women. See, along with the wisdom comes also the ability to speak this kind of eloquent words of love. For a man to have, hundreds and hundreds of concubines, he must have had the power of speech, but the power to lure them, apart from the riches and all the glory he had. So these are love songs written by the great songwriter and the psalmist, and the man who wrote many lots of words of wisdom, Solomon. In reality, Solomon might have been referring to physical women on the earth, but we know today by the Spirit that these things all are reference to our love relationship in Christ, our love relationship to the invisible presence, which is Christ, and our love relationship between one another, our oneness with one another, our oneness with God's kingdom, our oneness with the Father. See, it talks of love that is stronger than death. Praise God. If you have eyes of the Spirit, you realize that the Songs of Solomon simply talks about the mystery of Christ. Praise God. It talks about the mystery of life, the mystery of our oneness. This is the love feast, the love union that God is restoring today in the church. Praise God. If we must escape the powers of death, we must recognize our union, our marital vows from the foundation of the world. Praise God. If you study the wordings of the Songs of Solomon, you wonder how religious-minded people would have allowed such psalms or such letters to have found itself into the Bible. So you can see it's only by divine providence that you have the book of the Songs of Solomon in the Bible. Otherwise, it looks like it doesn't have sense. Praise God. So, if you go quickly to the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, take off the foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be like a roe, a young hart upon the mountains of Bever. Turn, my beloved. This is what the Father is saying to us today. This is what the Spirit is saying to us today. Be as the hart, the young deer, the roe upon the mountains of Zion. See, mountains of Zion talks of the peak of spirituality. It's the heavens. This is where our consolation lies. All the many words of the Bible is how to reconcile us back or get us back to Mount Zion. Flee to the high mountains. Hallelujah. Get back to the place of life. Praise God. Flee. Feed among the lilies. The lilies talk of the trumpets. Feed among the trumpets of God. Listen to the voice of the Spirit so that these shadows in your heart will flee away. All those shadows that blind the reality of the fact that I am Christ and Christ is mine, that we are one. See, the shadow is still over us when we do not realize that we are one with the I Am, which is Christ. So that's why we must listen to the voice of the Spirit. Feed among the trumpets. See, feed among the lilies. The lilies, you see, are the trumpets. See, the beautiful trumpets of God. Speaking the voice of the Spirit. Let us feed, listen to these trumpets in the Spirit. Listen to them and let these shadows, see, that has hidden the reality of our divine oneness with the I Am from us. See, these shadows, these dark shadows, is the thing that has caused us to walk as mortals. This dark shadow is the thing that has caused us to recognize each other after the flesh. But as we feed and listen to the voice of the trumpet, these shadows flee away. And we discover ourselves back upon Mount Zion, because Mount Zion is the location of the I Am. It is the dwelling place of the I. It is where the Son, the King, is seated upon the throne of God eternally. Praise God. And we are one. We are all one upon that throne. Christ says that those that overcome, I will grant with them to sit with me on my throne the way I overcame and I'm sat on the throne of thy Father. Praise God. When the shadows flee away, when we recognize the I is our life, Christ is our life, we discover ourselves seated and ruling upon that throne as God the Father. Praise God, because we have no life of our own. Our life is hidden in Him. Let the I abide in you, and you know, and you in the I, which is the true vine. Praise God. Now the Songs of Solomon reveals a mystery here. Some of us are not bearing fruits because there are foxes in our vines. Praise God. And we have to get these foxes out of the vine, otherwise we do not bear fruits, mature grapes. Grapes bubbling with life, grapes bubbling with joy, grapes bubbling with eternal peace, grapes bubbling with unlimited faith and power. We do not bear those fruits simply because these foxes are disturbing the vine. These foxes are ruining the vine. We must recognize these foxes and get these foxes out of the vine. Now Jesus Christ, while speaking about the vine, says that my Father is the husbandman. That the Father is the caretaker of the vine. He pruned the vines. See, He pruned the vines so that the vines become more fruitful. And also He fences this vine. He takes care of this vine. And He gets out all those rodents, those foxes that want to ruin the vine. He keeps them out of the vine so that the vine becomes more and more fruitful. Praise God. Some of us have joy for a moment, the next moment we are down. We are high spiritually one moment, and the next moment we are down. And we go on topsy-turvy for years and years after. Many people hear these messages and carry on living as men. Many people hear these messages and do not obtain the victory that this message is intended to give us. Praise God. Remember that we are not called to be hearers, but rather to be doers. We are not called to be preachers, but rather to inherit that eternal life which God has promised for those that love Him. We are here to inherit that life. So anything short of that life is nothing at all. Praise God. So we must get these foxes out. We get these foxes out by uniting in the consciousness of the Father. Praise God. Recognize that these foxes are the beliefs that tie us to our mortal existence. These are the foxes in our lives. Praise God. These are the beliefs that we have been indoctrinated with from the moment we are introduced into this world. We have lived life as mortals, and we want, some of us love to continue as mortals, and we have not let go. Jesus Christ says that anybody that loves his life more than I, the I Am, That is that spiritual life is not worthy of me and my kingdom and my glory. See, we cannot hold on to our old life. We can't hold on to mortality and enjoy immortality. It's impossible. We can't be partakers of the false vine, which is the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and be partakers of the true vine. We can't walk as men of the dust and at the same time as men of the heavens. No. Some of us are not bearing fruit simply because we are not recognizing the reality that we are spiritual beings. We do not have genealogy and attachments to this outer world. As long as we think that we are mortals, as long as we think that we are born and we have some kind of genealogy or ties to entities upon the earth, the devil will always come to get to us through our family members, through our, you know, people from, you know, from our, how do I put it, from our territory, from the same, you know, nationality with us and all that. Like Jesus, we must come to the place where we confess, I am not of this world. If you get the revelation of the eye, you realize that I am not of this world. I am not a creature of the dust. You realize that I was not born. You realize that I'm not male, I am not female. Praise God. You will take a hold of that true divine life within us and walk in it. Some of us are still hurt, you know, because what family members did to us years ago. We are still hurt what our parents did to us years ago. Some of us are still carrying the bruises and the pains that you had in your family while you were growing up. What your brothers did to you, what your sister did to you, what they said to you. These things are still haunting you and making life miserable for you. Why? Because you have not still connected yourself back to the true vine. See, the foxes that tell you that you have some kind of tie to mortality, or you are kind of born of natural parents, or that you have natural sisters and brothers on the earth, these are the foxes that are ruining your vine. Praise God, you must awake and see through the eyes of the Spirit that those things do not exist. Let go of those memories. Because these things are idols in our minds that have no eternal value. Praise God. Now, if you have parents or you have brothers and sisters and all this after this in this world, it is for the moment, it's for the occasion. Recognize that these things have no eternal value. Praise God. Your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, and all these things are found in the vine. When you walk in the Spirit, you realize that there is one eternal family. Praise God. In the Spirit. That is where your treasure should be. That is the real world. Don't let these things affect you. Don't let bitterness ruin your vine. Don't let guilty conscience and, you know, pain and all these emotions ruin the vine of God, which is you. Because many people are still hurt. They feel guilty that probably they could have done more for their children. They feel guilty that they could have done more for their parents. Let it go. Let it go. Hallelujah. Because as a man, you can do nothing. As a man, your parents could have done nothing better. Because a man represents darkness. A man represents ignorance. We're talking of a mortal man. So why do you expect something so great from your parents? Why do you expect something so marvelous from your brothers and sisters? Cease from man. Cease from mortality. this is the first key that will give you the victory. Paul says that let us loosen ourselves from every weight that easily distracts us. Now, these weights are these emotional ties that you have on the earth. Let go of it. Somebody had a child who died without being born again. A child who died, you know, of cancer without being born again. A child who died of some accident because it was a dog that died. You are tormented. You feel that probably he's going to hell. And the memories of this thing haunt you on and on. Let it go. Let it go. If you have the revelation of the I am, you will recognize that no soul is lost. You will recognize that no soul is lost. And it's not your duty, see, to get any branch connected back to that, you know, to that vine. Praise God. Let it go. Let these emotional sentiments go. Praise God. I always start off with family, because family, see, is one of the areas where the devil has gotten to many believers. Many today who are not able to get the victory because of their emotional ties to their families. See it. But Paul says that henceforth do I know no man after the flesh. If you get the revelation of the eye, you begin to recognize men after the spirit and not after the flesh. The man out there, see it. You see, your brethren is not better than the man out there. We are all, from the eye of the Spirit, we are all one. We all come out of that same vine. It's very important. These things that we call family members on the earth, you call them family members for a season upon the earth. After which, you will never see these things anymore. They vanish forever because they are not. Praise God. Of course, when you get this kind of revelation, it is not licensed to be nasty. Is not licensed to be foolish. Is not licensed, you know, to go out there and start talking anyhow. See, along with wisdom comes maturity. See, when you get the revelation of the eye, you can also have more compassion on your family members who hurt you. You can have more compassion on your family members who have gone astray. You can forgive more. See, because you recognize the divine seed that is in them. So you see, when you get the revelation of the eye, it's not a license to become nasty. It's not a license to speak anyhow, but rather enables you to be uplifted and to view your family members in a different light, in the true light. Praise God. Another area that I've noticed, I'm going to touch on briefly, is the area of marriage. And I've discovered that many sisters out there are troubled probably because they do not have a married partner. Or maybe because a relationship broke down. Maybe because a marriage relationship broke down, you're divorced. And somehow they feel that they cannot operate as a son of God. They feel they cannot operate in the completeness of Christ because probably they do not have a marital partner upon the earth. But I tell you, you are greatly mistaken. See, these are the beliefs of men that have turned to foxes in your lives, destroying the vine. Praise God. Recognize that your marriage upon the earth is only a temporary thing. That marital union we have on the earth as mortals does not have a place in the kingdom of God. Those are the things of men. So our true marital vows is that in the spirit. We are eternally married to God's kingdom. We are eternally married to the Father. We are eternally married to Christ. That is what marriage is in the eyes of the Spirit. See, don't let the fact that you are not married limit you from entering into the joy of the Lord. In Christ, you are complete. That is the marital union that is made of God. You are complete in Him. You see, it does not matter whether you are married or you are not married. All those things are the things of men. Now, these are the high, high things, the high, high beliefs of men that ruin the vine. These are the foxes in your life. Some people have heard sermons from pulpits, from churches, where they say that you must get married, you must have your marital partner somewhere on some part of this world. See, unless you get your marital partner, you are not complete. Unless you get your marital partner, something is wrong in your life. But I tell you, it's a big lie. It's a big what? Lie. Praise God. Marriage talks about the union with Christ. Marriage is a spiritual phenomenon that cannot be exercised by men of the flesh. The men of the flesh cannot realize that thing called one flesh. I am one flesh. The two shall be one, and it shall become one flesh. That thing is not possible in the flesh. Do you hear me? It is not possible in the flesh. Praise God. Now, of course, when you hear this kind of thing, it does not mean that I go back home and, you know, get divorced tonight. If I'm married, it does not mean that I will treat my family with this day when I get this revelation. No. So rather, it will cause me to see God in them. Rather, it will cause me to see that divine nature of Christ within my family members. If I have a wife, I will treat her with reverence. I will recognize the seed of Christ in her and worship that seed. If I have children, I will be more careful with them. I will teach them the truth about Christ. Because if my eyes are open in the spirit, I will see only Christ in them. I will see that they are all part of that divine vine, which is Christ. And I will be more careful with them. I'll be more patient with them. I'll be more gentle with them. I'll have more respect for them. See it? See, when I got married initially, I used to be very, very, very impatient. I used to have, you know, quarrels very often with my wife, problems here and there. See, but as the revelation of Christ comes, I become more, you know, still, and I begin to be more careful. See, I begin to reference the presence of God in her. See, I become more lovable, more patient, more understanding. Praise God. So it's not a license for us. These are secrets that you hear that you just go out on the street and say anyhow. See, a child of God must be matured. When you get this revelation, it's not a license to be nasty. It's not a license to begin to condemn people or to look down on people. Rather, it causes you to be uplifted above the mentality and the reasoning of men. Praise God. So don't let the fact that you are not married hinder you from entering into God's glory. Don't allow the fact that you are divorced hinder you from connecting to that vine. Don't let those voices of men torment you. Get those foxes out of your vine. And know, stand in the place of I am. Praise God. Those that are worthy to be partakers of that life, that endless life, these are the sons of the resurrection. They never die, but they continue on in life, in abundant life. A rich life. These ones do not marry, neither are they given into marriage. They have no attachment to the earthly. Praise God. Let go of your attachment to the earthly. Let go of the belief that you are immortal. As long as you have those beliefs that you are immortal, the devil and all everything, the torment and all those things that make the seas rage in this world will have an effect on you. Your grapes are not growing to maturity. You continue on and on and on and on and on in that endless circle in the wilderness of unbelief. Praise God. You know, Jesus Christ made a statement once. He said, the prince of the world cometh, but he findeth nothing in me. We all must stand in that place where we can say, the prince of the world cometh, he findeth nothing in me. Say it. Meaning that I have no attachment to the mortal. I have no attachment to the natural, to this world. I am not of this world. We must take our place in the spirit, knowing that even though we are in this world, we are not of this world. Let the treasures be in the spirit. See, let your mind be focused on the spirit. Walk in heavenly places, because walk upon Mount Zion by faith. See things by the eye of the spirit. Walk by the eye of the spirit and weed out. Get out those foxes, those beliefs of religion and of men. Religious beliefs that you must do it this way or do it that way. It's all lies. All you need to do is to know the eye. All you need to do is to recognize that I am. Recognize that you are part of that vine, that divine vine, that I am Christ. If you have seen me, you have seen Christ. See, recognizing this thing and knowing this thing and confessing this thing is the feeling that will give you your victory. It's not by going to church. It's not by shouting and praying all day. It's not by giving all your alms to the poor. It's not by trying to be good as a man that makes you, you know, get some kind of favor with God, but recognizing the life in you, the mystery of the fact that you are part of that vine. Abide in the revelation of the I am. Abide in me and I in you. Abide in this revelation. Then you shall become fruitful. Then you will know that you are righteous. Then you will know that you are complete in Him. That you are perfect. Praise God. Don't let any man deceive you. Don't let those foxes of beliefs, those doctrines, those, you know, things that are highly esteemed of men, to rob you of your victory. I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a recognition of our divine life. Recognition of our spirituality. Recognition that this world is only a temporal passing place. The only thing you can benefit in this life is to awaken into the reality that I am. Praise God. Awake from the dead. Awake from the illusion that you are immortal. Detach yourself from the mortal. Walk in the spirit as I am in the spirit. I am come to give you life. God so loved the world that He has given us the revelation of the eye, revelation of this vine, that we do not perish anymore. We don't languish in the bitterness, in the pain, in the sorrow, and in all those things that men suffer, because we have the revelation of I. Praise God. He has given us the revelation of the I am, so that we do not perish, but we can have abundant life. We are lifted up. We are connected back to that vine, and the vines can once more bear those fruits, those juicy fruits of joy, peace, untouchable. Hallelujah. You know all those things that people do all here, out here, the crying and all your pain and all your tears, all your sorrow. Some people are still grieving their parents that died years ago. Somebody still grieving that probably his son died years ago. Let go, brethren, let go. Nobody ever dies. Nobody is ever lost. You can only be lost in your ignorance. Praise God, let go of those memories. Let go and start to live the life of God. Live the fullness of life. Let go and begin to explore the depth, the breadth. Hallelujah. The length and every the love of God that surpasses all knowledge of all understanding. Let go of these memories. Connect back to the vine. Let go of those foxes. Get them out of your vine. So that those grapes, those fruits will mature. Praise God. It's our recognition of this true life in the Spirit. Confessing it. Living life right now by faith. Praise God. Without a condition that we can truly bear fruit. We recognize this mystery and walk in this mystery without condition. This is the only way we can bear the fruits unto life. God bless you, brethren. Amen. Thank you.